Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, we hear a lot of conversation about putting the team together, working with the team, being a unit, making people understand what's going on. But the problem is the perception of what happens and what really happens are two different things. Are you working with your team or are you the Lone Ranger? Most business people don't take the time to really communicate to their employees, to their teams. What they do is they make decisions, and of course that's what they're there to do. They're there to lead, but they don't let people understand exactly why they made those decisions, how the decisions fit into the company, how the decisions are going to work for the company, what part the employee plays in the company. So how can we expect the employees to be part of the team? The team is exactly what it says. It should be playing together. It should be working together. It should be one unit. But if the CEO of the company, if the owner of the company is going to be the Lone Ranger, is going to keep everything close to the vest, is not going to tell people what's going on, it's impossible for people to react and to become successful inside the company. You know, we talk a lot about bringing people into the management, getting people to understand, getting people to make decisions within the boundaries of their job. But if they don't know how to make those decisions, if they don't know where the company is going, if they don't know what the direction is, how in the world can they ever do that? Then everything falls back on the CEO. And what do we hear from people that don't include their team members in decisions, who don't communicate to their team members what needs to be done? They say, we don't get cooperation. Everything falls on me. You don't understand. I do nothing but put fires out all day. But the way to prevent that is to be communicative. And if you are meeting with people, if you're talking, if you're making them understand, it's part of your job. It's part of what you do as the CEO. It's not a dictatorship. It's not, well, do what I say and don't ask why. It's not how it works. What we want is we not only want team members' cooperation, but we also want their intelligence. We want them to tell us when something's not working. We want them to tell us when something's not fitting into the company plan. Do we have a company plan? Have we revealed a company plan to the coworkers, to the team? If we haven't, how will they know what they're supposed to do? So again, it's all about the person in charge understanding that if they were the employee, if they were the coworker, if they were the team member, they would want to know what was going on. Because remember, they're not just people that have a job. This is their life. This is how they feed their children, pay their mortgage, send their children through school. They want to know that the company is going in the right direction. They want to know that they can participate. People feel better when they're able to help. They feel successful. It is a situation where when someone's feeling successful and they feel that they can help, what happens? They want to stay longer. They want to make the company work. They want to be proud of where they work. But if they're cut out of the loop, if it's do what I say and don't ask questions, well, they might ask some questions that you may not like. And that question is, where can I find another job? Because this is not the kind of culture that I want to work in. So let's not be the Lone Ranger. Let's form that team. Let's bring everyone together. Let's bring everyone into the process. And let's continue to grow our success. This is Howard Lewinter. And, of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.